Duke University quietly removed a controversial statue of Robert E. Lee from its chapel over the weekend. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says many states and schools are trying to reconcile the future of their Confederate monuments.
The famous Duke University Chapel is known around the world. There are always visitors and students taking pictures of the Gothic structure. In many ways, this past Saturday was a normal Saturday. Duke Chapel's organ scholar is warming up to play at three weddings. But just outside the doors of the chapel, change has come. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee is no longer there.
So we're walking up the steps to Duke Chapel, and as soon before you walk into the doors and you look to the right, there's a noticeable hole there.
There is. The statue was brought down very sensitively and delicately with no further damage beyond what was done by the vandalism on Wednesday night.
Michael Schoenfeld is vice president for public affairs and government relations at Duke University. He says when vandals chipped off part of the statue's nose and eyes, outcry over a Civil War remnant became an issue of safety and security in a house of worship.
That is possibly one of the most visible and important locations on the Duke campus in front of our most visible and iconic building. And we need, as a community, we need to deliberate about what kinds of messages we send as a university by the people that we honor there.
There were 10 statues greeting chapel visitors. Methodist leader John Wesley is prominently over the front door.
How long have those statues been there? Were they all placed there at the same time as the chapel was being built?
Those statues have been there since the chapel opened in 1932. So in some respects, to some people, they've been hiding in plain sight.
But these Confederate monuments, many see as relics to the Civil War and to a time when blacks were enslaved, are now in the spotlight. Last week, the mayor of Baltimore also felt the need to quickly and quietly remove four such statues, which included one of Robert E. Lee. Catherine Pugh said the statues had become a security threat. And let's not forget the deadly fallout in Charlottesville, Virginia, over a Robert E. Lee statue there. Here in Durham, a group of demonstrators moved quickly but not quietly in taking down a Confederate statue of a nameless soldier outside the Old County Courthouse downtown. Friday, they celebrated its removal again. The president of Duke University, Vincent Price, said in a statement over the weekend, the removal of the Lee statue creates an opportunity for the Duke community to learn and heal. Luke Powery is the dean of Duke Chapel. Powery says he sees the hole where the Lee statue once stood, between likenesses of Thomas Jefferson and poet Sidney Lanier, as a way to welcome deep conversations.
An opening that recognizes the truth, acknowledges the truth, but also it's an opening, perhaps, for working towards healing, right, and something better, and a mutual understanding between each other.
Duke University is creating a commission to advise on how to memorialize individuals on the Duke campus. 1 year ago, Duke's main quad was officially named after Julian Abel, the African-American architect from Philadelphia who designed much of the campus, including Duke Chapel. It's hard to confirm if Abel ever got the chance to actually see what he had helped build in Durham, North Carolina, in the Jim Crow South. Maybe now there's a space for him at the front door. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.